I'm going to hand out a couple of questions per table, just to help us reflect on the reading, the second reading we've heard, the John chapter 12, 32 to 40. Please take a couple of minutes to just jot your comments on the sheet. And then once everyone has finished, if people would like to share their comments and thoughts with the rest of the congregation, that'd be great. And there's Bibles at the end of each table. People also want to read the text. Still chatting. How did everyone get on? We're difficult, were we? Only got one word for one answer, so yes. That's it, isn't it? What table are you starting with, Tom? Should we start at that table then? We're asking really for one comment per question. So if you don't mind reading, I'm coming and going. You don't mind reading the question and just giving one comment.
The first question was, does Jesus really expect us to sell all our possessions? How does that help anything? The first comment was, no, he doesn't expect us to sell all our possessions. He expects us not to make our possessions the most important thing in life and to use them to help others. The other question was, what is your greatest treasure? And the comments on that one were, my heart, my faith, and God Himself.
Thank you. Let's come to this table.
I haven't got a lot down, I'm afraid.
That's okay.
What kind of burglar alarm will keep Jesus out? And I've just put being constantly alert and ready so we're not taken by surprise. But the second one, I haven't got an answer at all. I wonder how we can be ready. I haven't got an answer.
Okay. That's fine. Thank you. Do you want to go play with the table in that corner? Thank you, Tom.
Verse 36, what are we supposed to be ready for? And the answer we found was ready for any action Jesus wants us to take. Ready for any action that Jesus wants us to take. And the second one, verse 37, how does Jesus serve us? This is not so easy. But we wrote, by his presence each day, to tell us of his forgiveness and readiness to guide us.
Thank you. I think table four has got ahead. It's a double set of questions, I think.
Yes, we had the same questions as one of the other tables. So what kind of burglar alarm would keep Jesus out? Catherine, do you want to tell us?
None.
We decided none. No one could keep Jesus out.
And then verse 40, I wonder how we can be ready. We thought to learn what he wants of us, to be receptive of new things, to pray regularly, and to live the lives that he wants us to.
That's great. Thank you very much.